The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tommy was late this morning, if you're just tuning in. Overslept. It happens. I mean, it didn't happen to me until the 32nd year of my career, and then it's happened twice in the last year, so obviously it's a slippery slope. Tommy was late this morning, so I had to leave my office, a.k.a. the toilet stall, and come in here and run the show like a pilgrim or something. It's all fine. But then after that, in fact, Tommy, just to be fair, I don't want people to seem like you're getting piled on. What was the first thing I said to you?
I said,
don't worry about it. Don't let it ruin the rest of your day. Everything is fine.
Yeah, the text he sent was actually super, super nice. He said, everything is fine. The show is rolling. Everything's on time. Just get in. And I was like, okay, bet. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Because I didn't want you driving like a lunatic to get here. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's that tendency like, oh, anyway, I better run stop signs. Now.
Yeah. I only ran matter. Three.
Yeah. So, now that's the end of the being fair part. So then, as everyone rolled in, Tommy and I were in the process, because I'll sit to my right of where I am now, and Tommy's in the spot for the control board. And he said, hey, you got about 3 minutes, so we start to switch, and he goes, hey, by the way, I don't know, did any of you hear what his request was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I just didn't realize how ridiculous it was, because I didn't know how late you were this morning.
People are guessing. People are like, I bet Tommy asked for his brother's birthday off. Because he's a twin. Rachel caught a lot of heat because she was giving Hot Wings a hard time about something. And Hot Wings was like, wait a minute. You don't get to tell me about this. You asked for your birthday off.
Yeah,
and it turned into a thing. Adult.
That wasn't even the ridiculous one. It was when she asked for the day off because like her roommate was moving out or something.
Yes. But she wasn't helping to move.
And then
which
she
we learned
in,
later.
Yeah, she came in the next day and was like, yeah, we didn't even start moving until like 10:30. And all of us looked at her and said, so you could have come into work.
Yeah.
And she was so damn funny.
It had not dawned on her that not only could she have, but maybe don't tell.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, would you share with everyone what your request was?
Yeah. So as many of you are aware, I got a little kitten this year in November out of the blue. Kitten delivery system just kind of brought a little child, little angel in my life. And
not a child. Okay.
No.
Cat.
No, that's my child. I'm a father. I've never had a girl pet before. So this is a new uncharted territory for me. She has been in heat and she has been insane. Mm-hmm. And this next Wednesday, she's getting her lady bits taken out. And the surgery is at 7:30. And so my sister was going to take care of it, but all of her bills are in my name. I buy everything for the cat. Like, you know, we share her, but, you know, I have responsibility.
Just tell us what the request was.
I asked if...
Don't add context. You didn't add the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So, basically, the surgery is at 7:30 next Wednesday. So I said, hey, Freebeard, do you mind if I come in and, like, start the show and everything and then kind of dip to go take care of my child?
Okay. And I said... Oh, because she needs to have her surgery and no one else can drop her off.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
And then Tommy, you said.
Said, no, my sister will be there. I just feel bad abandoning my child when she gets sliced open.
So you want to take time off so your cat can get spayed?
Yeah.
Even though you're not dropping her off.
Hold on.
Well, I would be.
They don't allow you in there to like hold her paw while she's going to get done.
Yeah, it's
It's like giving birth at home.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the full details. I mean, I have to pay for it. I want to be there while she's scared. Like,
Well, she's gonna be out.
Yeah, gonna be scared.
They sedate. Yeah.
That's it. So, like, you've taken a pet to the veterinarian to have them do a procedure before, right?
Oh, yeah, twice.
And when you hand them to them, or they take them from the little patient room or whatever. That's the last time you see them until they're recovered.
Yeah, and I'm sweating.
You're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Like hopefully.
You will be no more a part of the surgery or less part of the surgery than you would be if you were there, if you were here. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct. And I understand the absurdity of my request. I do understand. But I just feel like it's my responsibility as a father, as a pet owner.
You're not a father.
You gotta stop saying you're a father.
I am a father. What is different between my little kitten and your children?
She's not half your genetics. You will not be paying for her college.
Strong point.
Yeah, I think
if she dies, you're allowed to throw her in a dumpster.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of the biggest differences.
Yeah, my children didn't just wander up to my porch one day like every other cat I've ever owned.
There was no debate at my house about whether or not we were going to keep the children after they arrived, like there was with your daughter, Willow.
Well, I'm sure that happens to some parents.
I'm sure it
and
does.
Well, it was very, sure it does. Very kind of me to not send her on the streets. I mean, it was cold. And I brought her in. She didn't ask for it. Well, not really. And
so you kidnapped her?
I realized that.
And now you want to have her have surgery, like a forced surgery?
Okay, I see.
You
want
to be there to make sure she goes through with it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, good old Tommy Taliban.
And you got to miss work for all this?
Yeah, so.
Make sure to mutilate her genitals so that she can't enjoy sex later, too.
Did you almost say genitalate her mutilals?
Yes. Steve, I absolutely did start to say genitalate her mutilals. And that would have been fine, too.
Yeah, we all would have known what you meant.
You would have.
Yeah, this is the perfect time for you not to be there, because if she's already got a ride, cats remember who took them to the vet.
I know, that's why I got to bring her.
No, you'll be the favorite
You want to pick her up. You're the rescuing hero after your dirty sister brings her in and leaves her to die. Her innards stripped out. And then you arrive and you're like, oh, baby Willow, sorry, my sister's so mean to you. Come. We will have all sorts of wet snacks.
Yeah, you guys can eat Friskies next to each other.
You can even take her to a father-daughter dance or whatever you two do.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's not.
Oh. Yeah, I understand it's absurd. And honestly, I'll probably still come on Wednesday. It's more of that anxiety thing because, like, I've never had a pet that has this. Anytime I've had a pet before, when I've adopted them, they've already had that, you know, they've already had the surgery done. And I feel bad that I'm depriving her of one of nature's greatest moments, basically. In the future.
I'd give anything to get spayed.
Oh.
Have you heard cats have sex? It doesn't seem like they really enjoy it. It's like a corkscrew going in and out of there.
It is. They've got spikes on their penises.
Barbs.
Yeah,
got a lady twist. Cats, I don't think it's a big, ooh, we're doing this for fun.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, that is disgusting.
Yeah, they're not like people and dolphins.
Have you guys heard of the
ever seen a cat dildo? They look like a mace. Just kidding. That's not a thing.
You guys ever heard of the duck that has the corkscrew penis?
Mm-hmm.
You mean all ducks? Yes.
Yeah, is that all ducks? Oh.
What do you think? It's just one?
I thought it was.
Just Gary the duck. Oh, his corkscrew penis. Watch out for Gary the duck.
You think a regular duck waddles. Wait till you see Gary the corkscrew penis duck.
Oh, God. Every time he has sex, it's like pulling a cork out against the bottle's will.
So as they get aroused, do their corkscrew penises, do they go out like how a wine corkscrew thing does?
Exactly the same.
That's what I figured. Thanks,
I haven't seen it, but I...
Right, it's got to grow.
You've read
way.
It in medical journals.
I believe it. Yes, the things we believe. I don't know why should it wouldn't.
Like, maybe the audience could vote as to whether or not Tommy should get that day off.
Yeah, I think the audience should vote.
Tommy can have the day off if he gets spayed too.
Yeah, I think I know I'm being over dramatic, and it just feel sad that I'm not there to send her off. I guess.
That she'll wake up in a cage that's cold and damp. And
whether you're there
alone
or not.
And probably thinking to herself, the person that took me in from the cold, dark world out there is now putting me in a cage. They never know. Is it, does this mean they're in a cage forever? They're terrified and alone, cold.
They're
and they've got stitches that they can't explain. You took their lady bits out. She can never be a mother.
Yeah,
you probably should be there for her.
Maybe
just
I
like
should.
You should be in studio at the right time in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you think of that first hour as our vaginal surgery?
Yeah.
And you always try to be here for it.
I do always try to be here for it.
Yeah. Make it a real commitment. Like maybe talk to Willow in advance and see if you can get time off of purring treatments to be here on time to do the radio show.
Oh, man.
Maybe your sister can give you a ride.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, she could drop you
we
off.
We could carpool.
Yeah.
Will she still be there, too?
Yeah, that's why I know I'm being ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty common procedure.
Well, like, when you say it out loud, like you did earlier to me off the air and also now, it does sound silly.
That's why I said it quietly, and I can't believe all of you heard me. You were all talking. I was just going to be like, no. No, it was like, my fault.
No, see, it's not so much that you hear it initially. It's like you can rewind your brain because I've worked with Freebeer long enough. I don't even have to look at him, and I can hear his eyebrows go up when he hears something goofy.
It's a certain excitement.
And then
that
I have an internal TiVo that goes, Tommy just asked for this off for this reason.
I believe that 100%. People ask what it's like working with someone for so long. It's the little hacks that you could never transfer to someone else.
Right.
That's funny.
Well, anyway, Tommy, yeah, you can have that day off. You just have to buy breakfast every day.
Oh.
Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, like the week.
Wait, like
said.
The whole day off, or is he?
No. You got to come in and get things started.
Of course.
Leave and go sit bedside like Nurse Nightingale.
Yeah, go lick your cat's wounds.
So you're just going to sit in the lobby? Waiting for your cat? Because when you do that, I mean, I remember taking Lola there to get spayed. You drop her off at 7 in the morning, and they specifically say, don't come back until 5.
Yeah.
The whole day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what am I doing? Hey,
it's
guys.
It's a long recovery.
Yeah, they don't they bring the cat right back out and go, here, recover in his lap, your savior.
What do you think? They hand it to you and have you sew it up like a father getting to cut the umbilical cord?
Kind of. That's what I was hoping for. I want to be supportive. Yeah. I want to be there.
They want you to come after they know there's no side effects and after the medication starts to wear off.
Oh.
When she gets knocked out.
Does your cat live with you in your house right now?
Oh.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait.
Extra wrinkle.
Kelly!
Get in here so we can yell at you closer.
Oh, so you just pay child support, but you're kind of a deadbeat.
I'm a deadbeat dad, okay? Oh. That's why I feel guilty.
Your cat that doesn't live with you is the reason you want to skip some of work and you brought it up the day you were late?
Why didn't you move your little cat with you?
My place doesn't allow cats. And
why did you pick a place that doesn't allow cats if you're a pet owner?
Well, because it's me and my sister's.
Do you think a lot of fathers go to friend of the court and say, hey, sorry, I can't be a dad. This place doesn't allow it.
Mister,
I'm a cat dad.
I am a cat dad when it counts.
That complains about child support from the baby you made. Well, at least the equivalent in a cat world where your sister's the co-mother or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, you're going to show up and the cat's going to be like, who's this stranger?
Yeah.
Where's my mom?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I know this is a dead horse that I'm about to beat, but to recap.
No, you don't need to do that.
Tommy was late today, then waited 45 minutes to say, hey, by the way, can I leave work early next week on the day my cat has her surgery? And then I said, oh, because you have to take her to the surgery, which I think sounds, I was ready to say yes, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's where I was going. And then you said, oh, no, my sister's dropping her off. I just want to be there. And then we've learned that you were going to wait in the waiting room, and they all tell you to leave. And
for 10 hours.
And your sister's going to be there the whole time. And oh, by the way, the cat does not live with you ever.
So you just want to be there for the cat while it's asleep and doesn't know that you're there.
Yes.
It'll know. It would know.
But when your cat is awake, do you go to
All the time.
Do you go visit every day?
Not every day.
That's
okay,
not all the time.
What if you could leave work to go do it? Would you do it every day?
Oh, my God. If I could get... Yeah, of course. She appreciates me.
Well, it's good that you can be there for her on time and reliably.
Yeah.
Man, there's a reason I saved it for the last 3 minutes. It's so I wouldn't have to have this whole conversation.
And then Tommy left, and I said to the rest of the show, hey, the first two segments are going to be different than what we have written down.
Uh-huh.
So.
We should have stuck with that.
I'm just glad that you show up for her when she's asleep, and then when she wakes up after something traumatic, you're there. So she'll only associate you with leaving and trauma. So it'll be a nice trauma bond.
Yeah.
I really am a great dad.
You're on par with a lot of them, sadly.
I was going to say, this sounds like half the people I know.
When Dad's only around when there's trauma. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.